And we have a special guest in the studio.
Yes, we do. So,
yeah, Joe.
We have Dan McGuinness here from Greenlight Comics, my favorite person in the world.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, we're doing great. How are you going?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Hitting the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Is this your first time on radio or?
No, I came onto Radio Adelaide a long time ago, back in the day, around about the same slot. But
yeah.
We didn't, you know, go to the exit, have some beers and come over and do it. And
yes.
Then we weren't allowed to do it again.
No, oh, well, yeah, that's fair. That's
we
what
can
we should do that.
After this.
Yeah.
But we should do that. Get beers before the show and then run the show.
They should admit to being drunk on air. On air?
Well,
or
we're not
planning to.
We're not drunk
we
right now.
Sober as a judge.
This is all, like, you can't hold me to this.
Because we have some serious conversation about, in particular, one queer comic?
Yes. So we did pick a queer comic to read technically to start a comic book club, I guess. But I'm the only one that read it, looking at everyone else, all three others in the studio.
Did you do it part of this, like a queer comic club?
Sort of. I think that's what, like, Caitlin suggested it, didn't really give any more details about it, but said that we were going to be talking about this particular one in general. But before we start talking about that, what I'll do is I'll get Dan to introduce himself and what he does.
Okay. My name is Dan McGuinness and I'm the co-owner of Greenlight Comics in the city of Adelaide, which is on 18 Stevens Place, just off on a little mall down the side of the Myer Centre. And also I am a professional children's book illustrator for Scholastic as well.
Hell yeah.
I did the hot dog series with Ando.
Ooh, that's awesome.
But I don't want to plug that.
We're not plugging
you're
that.
You're working with Ando, but you're the illustrator.
Yeah, I am the illustrator. He is the writer of the children's books.
Okay, so why isn't his TV show about
me?
Writing?
I don't know because I'm just the illustrator.
Yeah. Oh well,
I love the Scholastic's book club.
Yeah, I used to buy stuff from there or, like, try to convince my parents to buy me stuff from there when I was in school.
Yeah, even I did, and I'm older than everybody.
Yeah, everyone.
You're not older
it.
Than me.
I will admit, the very first thing I ever bought was actually SimCity 2000. But then it was all books after that. It was mostly
as in
books.
The PC, the computer game, Windows 98, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Video game.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's old. Rick, you're showing your age.
I know.
Yeah.
But, Dan, because I'm not, like, a super nerd... Like, I'm not Sheldon Cooper.
Fair enough.
Am I still allowed to buy comic books?
Yeah, everyone can buy comic books. It isn't quite like the Big Bang Theory, especially our shop. We create a shop which we want to make it open for everybody. We wanted to get the vibe of a bookshop. So instead of having stuff, you know, in a, like, publisher, we've got it in genre. So, you know, you've got your horror, you've got your fantasy and your sci-fi, and we've also got a big pride section as well, which is the main reason I'm...
Yeah.
Talking to you guys to talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's why we are here, to talk about queer stuff on Pride and Prejudice. So what I'll do is I'll get you to introduce the book that we technically chose for this month.
Okay.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about it.
So the book you guys chose.
Yeah.
You can hear those inverted commas.
Yeah, they can't see you doing that.
Yeah,
yeah, but I feel like that you can infer that from my tone.
So I've got Fence here, Fence Volume 1, which is written by C.S. Bacat, which I think that's how you say
it. I think that's how you say it, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I worked with her at Supernova once.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's excellent.
Because she's author of the Captive Prince series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, got quite a great online following and stuff like that. So straight away I got this in and I was like, what is this? Like, and it's a book, so it's primarily about fencing, as in, you know.
Yeah, with the sport.
The stick.
With the swords, you know.
Yeah,
you
and straight away you start reading it and instantly you realise this is basically like a high drama sports manga. But
yes.
A Western style one. So
yeah.
For people who don't know what a high drama sports manga is, it's basically... a comic book from Japan that is based on around one sport and they just do it the highest possible drama you could possibly do for any sport. And you end up really, really, really loving like the characters. It's very character-based and you really it doesn't even matter if you like the sport because you really just follow how much the characters love the sport and then you end up loving whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that basically in a Western style but with like an LGBT kind of theme thrown through it.
Yep.
So it starts off with the main character coming into like a high, like a pretentious kind of like
I think
fencing school?
Yeah, he starts off in a competition, then just moves. I think it's to a boarding school that does fencing.
Yeah, he gets a scholarship to come in. So he's like the poor kid that comes in. Mm. All the other kids are rich, so straight away they look down on him. They don't like him. And he, like, because wherever he came from, he was obviously the best fencer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets a bit, you know, a bit cocky, and he challenges the best fencer to a fence off.
Whatever their little duel is.
Or a touche.
Oh, you know fencing terms.
Are they real? Two fencing terms.
Yes.
Wow.
They're actual real things.
Is the name of one of the swords. That's the three sorts of sword.
That's the one that they use. They use that one in the comics. Their EP.
Yeah. And then touche is just how you admit that you've lost a point.
Ah, touche. Is that where that came from?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a fencing word.
Oh, learning. We're learning.
Learning stuff on the show.
And so, yeah, he challenges this dude, and he gets creamed by this guy.
Yep.
And he's just like furious, and, you know, and they kind of straight away create this rivalry. They don't like each other. And I don't want to say too much about what happens.
Yeah.
This is only like the first little bit.
Yeah.
And then it basically, the first tiny bit of the book ends with, you know, the reveal of, and now you two are roommates.
Oh, my God. No. What's going to happen?
No. Yeah.
You know, there's no latent sexual tension at all in the first comic. Oh, no. None whatsoever.
Boys at fancy private schools never do anything like that.
Never, ever. It's true. Go on.
Yeah, so... That's all I'm really going to say about the story and stuff like that. So that's out now. This is just one I kind of randomly chose.
Yeah.
I knew you guys were.
Yeah.
I knew Joe was into fence and stuff like that.
Yes.
There's
yes,
four volumes out already. Yes. So unfortunately, they didn't name the fourth volume the fourth volume. That is called Rivals.
Did they re? Wait,
they
what?
They dropped the numbering.
Good night. Classic.
But yeah.
What's the
but
point
I think
of that?
They kind of they retrofixed that and put a four on the side.
Ah, nice.
Should I bought some other books in. Should I talk about them as well?
Maybe we're going to have a little bit of a tune first.
Mm,
yes.
And then we'll come back. Thank you for that. So we are on Pride and Prejudice. Joe, Sally, and I have Dan in the studio. My name's Rick.
And my name's Joe.
My name's Sally.
I'm Dan.
Dan's in the studio. And before the break, you were going to tell us what cool stuff is recently published coming up.
Or things that you recommend for us to read.
Yeah, so some more stuff that I've brought in to talk about. I brought in a Tilly Walden book. She is a huge LGBT writer, a graphic novelist. She's got a whole bunch of stuff out. I brought in Spinning, which is her autobiography of her growing up as a young girl with like what's it called, like figure skating, as she was fully into figure skating and just how hard that was, and also her being around about 12 years old and her like coming out at that around about that time. And it's she does a lot of like these really slow burn, really well written, really well thought out kind of like biopic-y kind of ones, even when she's not doing it about her. There's like one she has called On a Sunbeam where it's like two girls on a space station in the middle of nowhere, like slow moving, slow burn sci-fi, but she always puts in a lot of depth into her stuff. Yeah, and this book is great. It's big, thick, and it's like...
Everything that we love here in the studio.
Big and thick.
And long.
Yes, and long.
But yeah, it's a great read. It's... anything Tilly Walden does, is you should look out for. She's got a whole bunch of stuff out at the moment. I think she's got like four books at the moment, which are in stock at Greenlight Comics.
Nice. I can see there's just like a magazine-sized one there on the table in front of me.
So this is a locally created LGBT comic book written and illustrated by Jane McAverney. I can never say it's called The Bear and the Blitz. And it's book one has just come out. Now, this she decided she was going to give a go of telling a story through a graphic novel. Never done it before. Gave it a really good go. And she printed it up, got it all together. And now we sell it in the store in our Pride section. So if anyone, any budding authors or illustrators are out there that want to work on a graphic novel together, that is something that we definitely do at our store.
Nice.
We want to encourage that as much as possible.
Kind of like, do you organise sort of like writing workshops or things?
We used to before COVID.
Yeah, fair.
We used to have a whole bunch of like kind of events and stuff like the Inky Fingers comic gang and all sorts of stuff like that. But yeah, you know, the panel killed it.
If people are interested in maybe keeping in touch in case that starts up again in a magical, mystical post-COVID world. Do you, what's your social media?
Yeah, so we've just got like the regulars. We've got the Instagram, at Greenlight Comics. We've got the Facebook, yep. And that's about it, really. And the email.
You don't have a TikTok? We have a TikTok.
Not yet.
TikTok involves a lot of work, as you're probably working out at this point.
Well, you could have done a TikTok with like the new demolition that you did in your store the other day. And that was a massive hole.
That is true. I did knock a hole in the wall and then did
it's
it on
awesome.
A time lapse. And everyone's like, man, you work really quick.
Yeah.
Right. Going very fast. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Yes.
Appreciate you coming in.
No way. Thank you very much.
It's been really great to have you.
Yes, it definitely has been.
So I guess if no one has any objections, we'll play some more music.
Hell yeah.